an exam to be a cop. I got a 99 on the oral. I kept failing the psychological. Failed that shit 6 times. Then they sent me to see a shrink, and she was black. After testing me, she's like, oh, fuck no. I am not signing my name on your motherfucking ass. You got a problem. So I give much respect to the police, because y'all some bad motherfuckers. I can't do what you do. I can't do what you're doing. You're some bad motherfuckers. Because I'm telling you, because y'all put up with a lot of shit. I see the cop at the door. The black cops put up with a lot of shit. Because you pull over a young black girl, what? Motherfucker, what? You shut up. What? You lucky you got that gun. See, you couldn't say no shit like that to me. Because I'm stupid. Nice and rest straight. What, motherfucker? Guess I'm lucky I got this gun, huh? And we talk to the cops differently. White people, you see them on cops in the videos, they want to explain to the cops. Like I said, I traveled, and I was traveling with a white friend of mine, and we're going through Alabama. Cops pulled him over, he was speeding. And I looked at the cop, get at the car, the biggest white redneck I ever seen. This motherfucker was so big. Let me show you what I did. When that motherfucker got out of the car, I got scared. I put on my seatbelt, I wind up the window and locked the door. This motherfucker wanna talk to the police. I said, listen, Sully, don't say nothing to this motherfucker. Don't say nothing to him, man. Give me a license registration. He don't look like he having a good day. This big ass redneck came to the car. Looked at Sully, looked at me. I kept my head down. Because I knew Sully was gonna say some stupid shit. And I was praying to God that Sully make it back to Boston. Cop goes, license and registration. He couldn't just reach and give me shit. I don't understand why do you have and think that you have the authority to pull me over for nothing? This redneck said, punch him right in the back of the head. I'm on the passenger side like, Sonny gonna go, what the fuck you hit me for? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Just give him the license and registration. I'm telling you, I seen the same shit happen to Rodney King. This motherfucker, Sonny, will not shut the fuck up. He asked the cop one more question. That cop took his sunshades off and said, fuck! Almost broke his whole head. Now he's half unconscious. Now he finds the license and registration. He could have saved that shit 3 punches ago. I'm sitting on the passenger side saying to myself, I'm looking in the mirror and I see him going back and I'm looking over at Sully, he's bleeding. And I look up in the mirror and I see that motherfucker about to get in the car, he stops. He comes back to the car. And I'm like, man, don't say nothing to this motherfucker again. He might hit you again. Don't say shit. Don't say shit. Just don't say shit. So I'm like, oh, what? You hear me? Stop crying like a bitch. He's gonna hit you again. Stop crying like a bitch. Stop crying like a bitch. Stop crying like a bitch. Instead of going to Sully's side, he's gonna come to my side. You know what I did? He knocked on the window. I stopped myself from saying what the fuck, because I ain't gonna get hit again. And he said, oh, I know you questioning why the fuck I hit you for nothing. He said, because I know you black people. As soon as I would have got in the car, you would have turned to your white friend and said, oh, I wish that motherfucker would have hit me.